The next very straightforward item is the California Utility Services issue, which, again, was brought up yesterday, and once again, that's in Harvey Packard's area, and I also alerted Harvey last night by telephone about that issue coming up. And what have you been able to find out, Harvey?
Okay. I didn't hear yesterday's question, so I'm not sure exactly what information you're missing. Our inspector has been at that facility four times in the last several months. The plant works well. It produces quality effluent. The effluent is discharged to an appropriately sized disposal area, which has no problems. He inspected the disposal area just a week ago. It was wet. There was no irrigation happening because it was wet and had it rained recently, but their ponds have plenty of capacity. Everything seems to be running well, and that's what we can observe from an inspection standpoint. There are questions about the amount of flow that is going through the plant, whether it's more than the limit that's in the order now. We have asked for a complete reapplication package to reissue the permit. That package is due March 30th. In preparation of that, they are putting meters on their influent and effluent lines, so we will have flow data, and we will be able to tell if their flows are within the permitted limits or not. But what we can tell now, even without the flow measurements, is that the plant is functioning well, and there are no problems with disposing of the wastewater appropriately.
Harvey, did you get this letter from Susan Clark?
A copy? I have not seen it, no.
Okay.
Seen, she's talked to our staff several times. We've seen things from her before, so we're aware of her general areas of disagreement with the plant operators, yeah.
Well, what should we do? Staff should take a look at this and...
I hope when they put their flow meters in that they work better than ones that they put in Hollister.
Yeah.
And the other question that the folks that were here yesterday were asking, who's doing their lab testing? Are they still doing it themselves, or are they going to an outside source?
Their lab testing is performed in an outside lab. I don't know who operates the lab, whether it's the Adcocks or someone else.
Well, they used to have a lab,
right,
a subsidiary of their company.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I'd like to have an answer to that, too.
We can find out.
So, maybe, Harvey, you could get a copy of this letter, and then...
I got a copy here.
I actually need a copy if you don't
mind. You take my copy, and then... You could maybe review that and then just let us know
what your
response is to each of her contentions.
Right. Scott Phillips today did tell me that they don't do any lab work at the facility itself. And that was a point that came when he did an inspection and the lab was obviously not being used, and that concerned him. But going back over it and further inspections, The analysis that are required for a lab to do are sent off-site and not done at the facility.
Well, I think the question is the outside lab.
Yeah, there's still that
their
question.
Lab.
Yeah, I know.
And there's some issue about the credibility of the people that are involved in the ownership of this operation.
Right.
So, okay.
Is there anything else, Roger?
No, I think those were all the, the letter that you'll see, she's totaling up the number of connections and then making some assumptions on the flow and all that, but it sounds like if we get a flow meter in there and have a complete report of waste discharge, we'll get a handle on that.
Right, and that's one of the exercises that we'll go through in evaluating the order is, what is the number of connections? Is it accurate? Go through those questions.
I guess the good news is it doesn't sound like the crisis kind of situation that Las Palmas Ranch is in terms of the physical capability of the treatment and disposal.
Okay. Is there more to the enforcement report?
That was it. Was there another one? Okay. I think that was it in terms of what to highlight. Like I said, I was going to bring Las Palmas Ranch to your attention, but...
Not that Harvey needs anything more to put on his plate between now and next board meeting. Okay.
So we go on to...